American Repertory Theater Artistic Director Diane Paulus has a knack for developing works that make it to Broadway. Finding Neverland, Pippin, and the Gershwins' Porgy and Bess have all premiered in Cambridge before heading to Manhattan. Now, Paulus's new musical adaptation of the indie film Waitress is in previews at the ART. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the play's creative team about why adapting the film for the stage has been a bittersweet journey.
Director Diane Paulus didn't see the film Waitress when it came out in 2007, but a few years ago, legendary Broadway producers Fran and Barry Weisler told Paulus it could make a great play.
Full confession, the DVD sat on my desk for about a year before I found the time to watch it, and as soon as I did, I knew this show had the heartbeat of a musical.
Paula says Waitress has all the right ingredients. Take Jenna, the main character. She waits tables at a diner, is stuck in a stifling, abusive marriage, and yearns for a better life. Then she learns she's pregnant.
What's riveting to me is this is the story of a waitress struggling with these issues. And yet when I saw the film, I thought of all kinds of people I know, girlfriends of mine, who have struggled with the same kinds of issues that this character struggles with.
In the movie, Jenna pours her churning emotions into creatively named pies she bakes each day for the diner. They're a form of therapy, an escape from her controlling husband, Earl.
Hon, you okay?
Shh. I'm inventing a new pie in my head.
Actress Keri Russell plays Jenna in the movie.
Tomorrow's blue plate special. I'm calling it I Don't Want Earl's Baby Pie.
Theater director Diane Paulus calls the 2007 film dark, quirky, and funny, and Jenna's character complicated and vulnerable.
For me, that translated into, you know, who the heck can write this score?
Paulus found her composer-lyricist outside the musical theater world. In Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles, she topped the Billboard charts with this hit, Love Song.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe easy for a while.
The theater director asked Bareilles to watch Waitress, hoping she'd connect with its main character, Jenna, and offered this advice.
Don't worry about how should this be adapted. What is the outline for the musical? Just go with your heart, your inspiration. See where it takes you.
The door felt like it opened.
That singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles.
I felt like I really began a relationship with this character.
Standing at an upright piano in a rehearsal room at the ART, Bareilles sings the first song she wrote after watching the movie. It's called She Used to Be Mine.
It's not simple to say. Most days I don't recognize me, but these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them.
Now, the song She Used to Be Mine is the centerpiece in the ART's new musical.
She's messy, but she's kind. She's lonely. Most of the time, she is all this mixed up.
Another critical ingredient in this stage adaptation of the movie is actress Jessie Mueller, who plays Jenna the waitress.
Poor Jenna Hunterson never had therapy. If she had, it would be a very different play.
But Jenna's therapy? Pies. So many pies. In the film, Jenna's visually playful pie-making moments are captured through dialogue and intimate camera work. Again, actress Jessie Mueller.
You get, you know, a beautiful close-up on Keri Russell's eyes, and you know what's going on in her head. Well, you can't do that on stage, but you can have a character sing their inner thoughts. The music is really where you get to hear the inner workings of all these characters.
The Waitress screen-to-stage recipe has been tweaked over the past 2 years and even restructured. Jesse Nelson has been writing the play's dialogue, or the book, as it's known in the business.
If you're too loyal to the movie, it won't become a musical. So it's this delicate dance of both honoring the spirit but allowing it to really live and breathe in another medium.
Writer Nelson and the creative team were also sensitive about honoring the spirit of the movie's creator, Adrian Shelley. In 2006, Shelley, who wrote, directed, and had a role in Waitress, was murdered soon after finishing her film. Nelson says she never met her, but she knows Shelley's work and her family well, and Shelley's screenplay is always on her mind.
And when I was writing, I really carefully went through it and tried to bring her voice into it whenever I could, as if she was another collaborator in the room.
In a lot of ways, that's been my role in the development is, you know, the guy who says, well, you know, this wasn't really what our intention was.
Producer Michael Roif of Night and Day Pictures was good friends with Adrian Shelley and retained the stage rights for their film.
The hardest thing on this journey for me has been knowing that she's not sitting there next to me. And there's a bittersweet quality to all of this, but I just hope that somehow she kind of knows and is happy about all of it.
Film producer Roif suspects Adrian Shelley would be pleased with how her movie is being reimagined as a musical. It takes on real-life issues like domestic abuse and the joys and fears that come with motherhood while being entertaining at the same time. Plus, it's packed full of Jenna's pies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.